it actually feels like right now I am part of like the Blair Witch Project or something. It's all dark here in Lahore. I'm in a beautiful garden surrounded by nice greenery, as you might be able to see in the background. But I can't go to sleep until I make a dig at Darwinism. Why? Because it is astonishing that people in the world today, they still believe in this nonsense. In fact, if you look at the book The Astonishing Hypothesis by Francis Crick, even according to him, it is at first, when you actually look at it, astonishing. The claim that our joy, our sorrow, our ambitions, our goals, our free will, our personal identity, all of these things are actually just particles, matter. That's all it is. It's astonishing, even according to him. That's to do with consciousness. But not only to do with consciousness, let's look at design. When I see a tree, is that designed? Look at human brain, look at these things. Wow, there's design everywhere. I infer designer. But an atheist says, it's not design. It's actually an illusion of design. And we say, no, it's not an illusion of a design. It is design. So who really has the astonishing hypothesis? And let's mix in Carl Sagan's idea now. His idea that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. I have no issue with that. But who's really making the astonishing hypothesis? Who's really coming up with the extraordinary claims here? It's not actually the theist. It's actually the atheist. Because we see design and we say designer. We see we have this at the manifest image. We have this idea that we have free will, that we have our own thoughts, and we have aboutness. We when we're thinking about objects, and that our ambitions, our thoughts, all of these things, we can actually believe that these are real, and that consciousness is not just the brain at work. There is also, according to the Islamic belief, a soul. And so who's coming up with the astonishing hypothesis? Is it really the theist, or is it actually the atheist? Because they have to do all this legwork and mental gymnastics and technical jargon and rhetoric to defend their worldview, when all we say simply have to do is a simple inference. Design to designer. I can feel, if I look around me, I can see beauty, so I can see, okay, this is part of God's artistry. But what they will say is, no, it's an illusion. So it is them who have the burden of proof. It is them who have the astonishing hypothesis. It is them who are making the extraordinary claim, so they have to give extraordinary evidence, not us. And what we need to do simply as theists is, we just need to sit back and take a few pot shots at their argument.